My name is P.F. Rasmussen. I was born in Denmark the 28th of October, 1890. Consequently, I'm 81 years old. As far as people are concerned, in that day and time, probably would not interest the reader in this country, except that the Danes, of course, are great people as far as agriculture is concerned, and they produce a great deal of bacon and eggs, particularly, which is shipped mostly to England.
When did you arrive in the
United States? I arrived in this country in after working in a grocery store for 5 years or so in Denmark. I decided I wanted to see some other country, like my forefathers, you might call them, and therefore I went to the United States in August 1909, and except for a couple of trips to Denmark since then, I have been there continuously. I first arrived in Rockford, Illinois, where I worked for a few years, was also in Wisconsin, and then when the war broke out, I enlisted in the United States Army in 1915 and was shipped down to Texas. And I arrived here somewheres in, also in July, I believe it was, in 1915. And that was just when the 1st Division of the U.S. Army had just gotten together down on the border, because we had considerable trouble with Mexico at that particular time. So we were stationed first in San Juanita for a few days, was then sent to Kingsville, and I arrived here and was just in time to help build our own barracks out at what we now call the old ballpark. And so of course, we were stationed at Kingsville for a couple of years while the war was already started over in Europe. And then finally, United States were drawn into the war. But in the meantime, we also drilled, of course, every day but during that 2 years, all we did was to ride guard on trains to Brownsville and back, and also the other way up to Victoria or someplace up there, or Furia, I believe it was, and back. So they got pretty monotonous as far as that was concerned. During that time, I also found a girlfriend, because who is now my wife, has been for 55 years on the 14th of this month. I'm, 55 years. And we were stationed down there at Armstrong for, well, twice. First for, well, both times for a couple of weeks, I believe, something like that. So that's where I met her first. And later on we were married, but we were married before we went over to France. And so were so many others over my comrades here.
What about the town of Kingsville? Were there many buildings up, or in the main buildings that could still be here?
The town of Kingsville at that time was probably pretty close to 4,000 inhabitants, whereas now it has over 30,000. So it's quite a difference as far as that's concerned. So of course there was a number of schools, but now we have many more of them. And what we have...
What was the main school? Was there just one school?
No. There was a high school, which was located on the west side at that time. And then there was Flader. It was built. No, you can cut it out. I'll have to correct that school business to say that we had the Henrietta School, Henrietta M. King School at that time. And also
Lamar.
And Austin. That was the only three schools we had at that time. We also, of course, had farming in that day and time. And that's the same as we had always had from the beginning, which was mostly cotton and a few other crops.
Railroad shop was a big industry.
We also had a railroad shop here, which repaired the cars that came in and employed about 400 men at that time. We also had a general office building, which has later been tore down, and another building has been built in its place.
What building is that? Do you know? The one that's replaced it?
Yeah, that's Umble Oil Company's building. As far as banking is concerned, there was, of course, two banks here, and now there's three banks. We of course had telephones, train schedules, as we have always had. As far as the weather is concerned, that has always been extremes in this part of the country. The weatherman could never tell us exactly what it was going to be the next day, and still can't exactly.
Were there any great droughts or anything like that while you were stationed here that you can remember?
Yeah, we've had droughts that lasted for almost several years. I can't recall exactly how long it took.
Were people losing their crops and things, and they were taking drastic actions trying to recover their land? Trying all the different ways to make rain? I heard a story once about a rainmaker coming.
Well, I don't recall that except from TV.
Well, I just read that in a book somewhere. Besides the drills, what else did you do while you were stationed out at the camp? I mean, what type of duties did you perform?
Well, as I was saying before, the only duties we had beside drilling out here was when we were, we always had a squad of men, a corporal, seven other men, that's eight usually. And we went to, from here to Brownsville to elude any bandits that might be coming, mostly Mexicans. At that time, they came across the border, and all the other way, we went from here to Refugio, and this, in the same way, and then stayed there overnight and came back. And that's about all we did.
Were you ever any attacked by bandits in all those trips?
No, we really weren't. We one time down at Armstrong, we thought that there was somebody there, and we went down to what used to be a section house and surrounded it. And since it was me that gave the alarm, I had seen shadows going by of men. See, they had legs on them, so therefore that must have been men. So we went down there, you know, and so since nobody came out on our orders, right, then it was up to me to go in there and see whether there was anybody. And the corporal, I was just a private then, the corporal, he was put his arm in through the window ready to shoot just in case there was somebody. But there wasn't anybody, it was just a false alarm. Of course, right before that, there had been an attack down further down on Noyes. That's part of the King Ranch also, about 7 miles south. And they telephoned up to get reinforcements, you know, and Negro, he phoned up, and the way I understood it, when they asked him how many men there were there, he said there's so many soldiers, 8 to 10 soldiers, and 10 Mexicans, and 5 of us white men. That's the way he answered, see, including him. Something similar. I may not have that correct. We, of course, had a number of churches, not as many churches as would be later on, but we had Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Baptist, Christian church.
Oh, Are they located in the same place as they are now, the main ones?
Most of them are. Not all of them, but most of them are located in the same places, but new buildings. And of course, they all have grown with the town. Now, as far as racial feelings are concerned and discriminations, in this town we never have had any, since we have one part of the city, which is the southwest part, and that was built for the Negroes to start with, and they have always lived there and still live there. And what they do is that they're the brakemen on the railroads. And some of them are shoeshine boys and also work for van lines and different other things, so forth. But we have never had much trouble with them here at all, because there's no discrimination at all.
Was there any trouble with the Mexican Americans or the Mexicans that were here? As far as, or did they have?
In those days,
in those days, there weren't. We were just mods. We had no trouble with the Mexicans. We probably would march down through the whole town and down through the Mexican part of town, and but there was never any trouble in those days. We also had doctors, and we had a hospital which was built by the county. And it's still there, although 3 to 4 times as big now.
Were there many doctors or just several?
There was just several doctors. There was not many.
That's great.
Cut it off. The only epidemics that we have had that I recall was during 1917, when they had that flu epidemic, and which was pretty bad.
Well, there weren't many to die, were there?
Oh, yeah.
There were?
I think so. I don't think there was anybody dying. I wasn't here. I was in France at the time. And let's see.
Tell me about the troops that were stationed, that you told me that were stationed out at the King Ranch.
Don't get that too close to the map. Hold it that way.
Okay.
We also had some troops staying and changing every week or so out at the King Ranch, where they would be up on top of the King Ranch mansion, where they had a cannon. If I'm not, they had a cannon, and I'm pretty sure it was up there on top. And they had this big searchlight that you could see everything for at least 2 miles around when they had that on, which was very helpful. Another thing that the Army did while they were here. They would, one of their duties was to go down and protect the bridges 2 and 3 miles south of here where it crosses two creeks. And we had 2 squads of men go down there every night and come back every morning. And they came up and down on hand cars, see, which they used to push themselves. Or if you've ever seen one of those, you know what I mean. You just stand up there and take a hold of the handles and go up and down with it, and soon you're speeding along at a pretty fast rate, and you'll soon get down there, same way coming back. And that was one of our duties, whole 2 years that we were here. We'd done that also. And one time we were called out in the middle of the night, about 1 o'clock, and it was a hurry up call, come out in full uniform and ready for action, and we rushed out to the King Ranch, that's where they wanted us. And we got out, and they wanted to see how fast we could get out there. And it's 3 miles or so from the camp. And we got out there in mighty fine time, because we almost run all the way. The whole 3 companies of us. And that is about all I can think about at the present time.